Let's talk a little bit about people doing good things for the community, because so many charities have been struggling to maintain the support of local people during the cost of living crisis. That support just hasn't been there to give, has it, in a lot of cases. But some Shropshire charities have received some much needed financial support. Oswestry and Borders Food Bank is one. They've been given £40,000 to help tackle food poverty in North Shropshire. It's government money being distributed by the National Lottery. And Liz Jeremy from the Food Bank is with us to tell us more. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi. This must be a massive boost.
Yes, I could definitely use the word transformational. Yes, definitely.
What are you going to be able to do that you couldn't have?
Well, actually, it's already all allocated and it's on food and food-related items that go into our food parcels, like toiletries and hygiene products. We already allocated it before we applied for the money, because that's part of the application. You have to say what you're going to spend the money on. And we, because we had already predicted that this financial year that's coming to an end in March, we would be spending about £50,000 on food. We knew that a £40,000 injection of money would be helping us next year not to worry about being able to be sustainable and help those that are all coming through our door.
As the cost of living crisis has impacted households generally, I guess it impacts you in terms of people not having the spare money or the spare food to donate.
Yes and no. Yes, we have seen a decrease in individuals donating food at the back door, but we have also seen an increase in some people saying, rather than bring food, we're going to migrate to standing orders. And that's also been extremely helpful, because that helps us plan and know what we've got in the bank each month. You know, spending £5,000 a month on food is you know, knowing that you've got a certain amount coming in each month is very helpful to know where to put that money and where to spend it. So, yes and no. And we've had some great donations over the last year from other groups in the community, for example, Star Housing and ACO, Oswestry Council, and business people who have, you know, have helped us. Which again has been significant in helping us plan how to keep our charity buoyant in being able to keep that outdoor open. Yeah.
What's the plan for 2024? What particular needs do you see on a regular basis?
We're seeing people have need of not being able to pay their utility bills. You know, so I think some fuel charities are saying that, you know, 2/3 of people are really struggling with looking at those bills and paying them. And then there's a smaller group who would be called in poverty, fuel crisis. So we are joining with Fuel Bank this year so that we can help people more, alongside our citizens advisor who will be able to access that help for people. But we would always say go to your utility company first, of course, to get that support. And we also work closely with Shropshire's Support and Welfare Fund as well, because that's also available for people in need. So it's not just us responding, it is us working collaboratively with other groups and charities, for example with Osnosh, you know, who cook food.
Yeah.
And then we freeze it and then can give it away as well, you know, so we collaborate together, which means we've got a stronger approach, actually.
Yeah. How do people get in touch with you and get your help? I know you're having a bit of a Christmas break, aren't you, but when you're fully up and running?
So we have a helpline which has call assessors on the end, and that's run by Trussell Trust and Mind and Citizens Advice and Gingerbread, and that is 0808 208 2138. And that helpline is available Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. So that's the call line that they can ring. But also they can email us directly from the website, or call our number that's available on the website, and then we can signpost them where to, if they need regular help, how to get those referrals into us. Yeah.
Liz, great to talk to you. Thanks a lot for coming on this morning.
Thanks. Thank you for having me. Thank you
no
very much.
No problem. Liz Jermy from Oswestry and Borders Food Bank awarded £40,000 to help tackle food and fuel poverty in North Shropshire.